You're listening to The Source News on 4EB Global Digital.
For news you need to know, listen to The Source News every Tuesday and Thursday at 5pm.
The Source News, for your local news in and around Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Source News. I'm Georgia, here with Nicolina, and coming up we explore the local innovators, business entrepreneurs and creative minds taking over the arts and entertainment industries.
Today we hear from renowned journalist Matthew Condon and his new podcast. We learn about an Australian business jumping aboard the emergence of non-alcoholic beverages and how a dance studio is empowering young people. We also dive into film and how a local director has made his name into Hollywood silver screens.
But first, a look at today's news with Nicolina.
In local news, a teenage boy has been badly injured in a horrific accidental fall off a balcony at Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast early today. Paramedics responded to the incident at 1:45 this morning. The boy fell 8 metres and is in hospital. Three Surfers Paradise residents have taken their neighbour to court following a car park disagreement which led to a death threat. The dispute began after Trickett Street resident Andrew Roberts refused to acknowledge the Do Not Park sign across his neighbour's driveway, initiating a fiery argument in which he allegedly threatened to harm and kill his neighbours. The Southport Magistrates Court has been asked for a peace and good behaviour order against Mr. Roberts.
In national news, Australia has announced a new defence pact with the United States and the United Kingdom. The pact will see Australia acquire its first fleet of nuclear-powered submarines. Although nuclear-powered, they will not be armed with nuclear weapons. The fleet will be built in Adelaide, with this new partnership set to determine the way forward in the next 18 months. A Sydney GP behind bars for sexually assaulting 10 female patients has been banned from practicing medicine for at least 12 years. The New South Wales Civil Administrative Tribunal says the doctor breached the standards expected of a medical practitioner. A district court jury has found him guilty of 13 counts of sexual intercourse without consent and 5 counts of assault with an act of indecency. His registration has been cancelled and cannot be reinstated until 2023.
This morning, SpaceX launched 4 civilians into space in an historic 3-day mission from the Kennedy Space Center. The Falcon 9 rocket is carrying an entrepreneur, a childhood cancer survivor, and 2 sweepstakes winners. It's flight into space without a professional astronaut on board. Entrepreneur Jared Isaacman says because it is so expensive, space has been the exclusive domain of world superpowers and the elite they select. The crew has spent the past 6 months taking on a training regime with SpaceX. An ex-police officer who killed Australian woman Justine Ruschek has had his verdict reversed. The Minnesota Supreme Court reversed the third-degree murder conviction of a former Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot an Australian woman in 2017. Mrs. Ruschek was shot dead while unarmed and wearing her pyjamas. Today's court procession saw his murder conviction overturned to manslaughter, sending the case back to the district court for further trial.
To sport. World number one Ash Barty may not get the opportunity to defend her championship title in the Women's Tennis Association finals this year in Mexico. Her coach, Craig Teaser, has called out the playing net conditions and last-minute location swap ridiculous as the competition plans to go ahead using unusual pressure-less tennis balls. Despite the million-dollar winning check, Tizza says it might be best for Barty to sit this one out, to have a much-needed break. Wallabies coach Dave Rennie has announced the team lineup for Saturday's Rugby Championship rematch against the Springboks at Suncorp Stadium. Rennie has made 3 changes from last week's lineup, placing Nick White, Tenalia Tupu and James Slipper in the Wallabies starting team. Dave Rennie says it's also an incredible milestone for skipper Michael Hooper this weekend, as it's a testament to him as a person and a player. Hooper will captain Australia for the 60th time on Saturday. That's your news for today. award-winning journalist Matthew Condon is the works of yet another genius podcast surrounding crime and corruption in Queensland. Following the success of his first true crime podcast, Ghostgate Road, listeners will once again experience his unique storytelling ability. His new podcast, The Sirens Are Coming, can be expected to be released in April next year. Georgia Shampers spoke to him on what we could expect with the ABC collaboration.
The new podcast is set in corrupt Queensland, of course, back from the 1950s all the way through to the 80s and 90s. And what the podcast looks at is crime and corruption told from the perspective of the female sex workers and madams during that period. So the rationale was that it was the women who made the wheels of corruption turn. It was the women who earned all the money, and it was the women who ended up bringing down the corrupt system. So it's an angle that's never been told from the perspective of women who were dismissed in their time and their era as simply prostitutes or sex workers who weren't to be trusted, who weren't to be believed. But we're telling the whole story of the paradigm of corruption from their point of view.
That sounds so interesting. So how did you get onto this? Was this an ABC project or is this led from you?
Well, during my many, many years of researching and writing about crime and corruption, I wrote a line in a feature story many, many years ago where I said, the women built the empire and the women brought it down. And I never forgot that line. And I just thought, gee, I'd love to explore that angle one day. And so after my last podcast, Ghostgate Road, I was looking around for a project and I thought, I'm going to try this. So I built up a pitch and had negotiations with the ABC and they loved it. So it's now in production.
That's fantastic news. And have you had a few interesting guest speakers involved in that one?
Yeah, my God. So some of the women that I made great friends with and contacts with through my corruption books, I've reacquainted myself with them. So, for example, there's the 77-year-old former working girl, Dorothy Edith Knight, still alive, unwell, but still with us. Now, she, in 1971, she entrapped the Rat Pack police officer, Glenn Hallahan, in a sting in New Farm Park. It was the first time any police operation in Queensland used a wire, an undercover wire. There was a wire strapped to Dorothy, a microphone inside a matchbox, if you can believe that. And they entrapped Hallahan and charged him with corruption. She cooperated with the police, and that decision, even though they caught Hallahan, absolutely defined the rest of her life and ruined her life, even to the point where she's now in her late 70s, living in a northern suburb in Brisbane. So to talk to her about the era, what it was like in working the hotels in Brisbane in the 1960s, and what it was like to entrap one of the most corrupt police ever in the history of the state, is an astonishing story. So people like Dorothy, and of course the great whistleblower Shirley Brithman, who was died of a suspected drug overdose in 1972. I've been in contact for the podcast with her daughter, Marianne Brithman, who found Shirley's body in a safe house in Bonnie Avenue, Clayfield in 1972, found her own mother's body when she was 16. Marianne, we've been talking too about her mother's life, her own life as a prostitute. She followed her mother's footsteps. And just retelling the story of these amazing women who were just really strong, really courageous, really smart, and, they pretty much defined the era. And it's a story that's never been told.
Wow, what a great opportunity for you to be able to do that as well.
Georgia Shampers with that report. To kick off the start of Sober September, a new world of booze-free options is emerging. Aussie businesses are following the trend. Madison sits down with the co-founder of 0%, Brad Ray, who offers non-alcoholic drinks. Beverages range from drinks which aim to replicate existing spirits to ones which promise something completely new. Bar manager at Griffith Uni Bar, Chris Thompson, discusses potential future plans to include more non-alcoholic options for students. So if you're looking to enjoy the late days of spring with something non-alcoholic, Madison has the latest.
From Friday night after work drinks to a casual Sunday sesh with your mates, it's no secret that drinking alcohol at social occasions is as ingrained in our culture as Vegemite on toast. With saying that, we all know alcohol is especially seen as a big part of student life, and being young adults, there is definitely an element of peer pressure when it comes to drinking. I know we've all either had the pressure on us or put the pressure on one of our mates to sink a few tinnies on a night out. As a culture, it seems that we just aren't comfortable with people not drinking at social events. It's always been normal or even an expectation. But what if I told you generational changes are now transforming the drinking culture and an increasing number of Aussies are opting for a sober lifestyle? Non-alcoholic drink sales are climbing and Australian businesses are now getting on board. One of these businesses is 0%, which is an online marketplace for non-alcoholic beverages, founded by the Ray family on the Gold Coast. Co-founder Brad Ray says the family saw a growing market and were impressed by the passion and expertise that makers were putting into new booze-free products.
My dad and I were noticing that non-alcoholic drinks were becoming more of a trend. A lot of people these days want to switch to non-alcoholic drinks.
And while alcohol can be enjoyable in moderation, there are definitely downsides to drinking too much, including health complications, social problems, and mental well-being issues. Brad identifies the advantages of non-alcoholic drinks, which echo the reasons people are choosing them.
Well, since COVID's happened, I think a lot of people have switched to non-alcoholic drinks because, like, it's better for your health. It's not something that you have to worry about when driving and all that stuff. So you can still have fun, enjoy a drink while out or with your family and friends and still be able to drive home. The benefits of drinking, there's quite a lot of benefits of the non-alcoholic drinks. For starters, it's actually a lot healthier than your normal alcoholic drinks. And a lot of them have less calories than your normal alcoholic drinks as well. Also, I think it's just better in general because you can still go out and feel like you're involved in socializing and not feel left out. There's a lot of people that don't drink alcohol, so it's a great alternative for them.
Business is already taking off for 0%, and as their product range grows, their mission is to get alcohol-free drinks out there into the community.
We've actually got a gazebo that's been made up for our business that we're going to take down to some of the markets, and we're going to try get to some rugby games, just your local clubs and stuff, and just start selling some samples and selling some of the drinks there to just see what people think, get a bit more customer orientated and get people more involved.
So whether you are sober curious, pregnant, the designated driver, or have to sit a big exam the next day, there is no reason to miss out on a great drink. And the good thing is, restaurants and bars like the Uni Bar are also putting more energy into non-alcoholic offerings.
There's no zero alcohol trend is really starting to kick in now. There's a lot of following. You can see that there's a lot of the big corporate companies, like you say, take on board that it's a new day and age where alcohol consumption is more thought about. It's more cautious around the younger generation.
At the moment, the Uni Bar only offers a few different types of non-alcoholic beers, but they say if demand grows, they will be stocking some non-alcoholic wines and spirits.
Yeah, so we got a no alcohol beer. That's all we have. Really, I just jotted that down 0%. I'll definitely look into it because it's definitely a thing that campus should have, the low zero alcohol offering.
That's all from me today. This is Madison, and you've been listening to The Source News.
Madison Cooper with that report.
Now we strut into the world of dance. I spoke with Heels dancers Carla Tullock and Cheyenne Andrews. Carla takes us through what it's like dancing at Heels by Misha, from female empowerment to confidence, and Cheyenne shares his story of how his love for heels began and where he is at now.
Dance is an art form in which we not only feel some type of way physically, but emotionally and spiritually too. Heels by Misha is a dance studio located on the Gold Coast and in Brisbane that strives to empower young people and enable them to feel comfortable and confident in their own skin within a safe and non-judgmental environment. To this day, women are still shamed for simply being confident in their physical appearance. Classes like those that Misha offers are designed to break this stigma because what we wear and even how we act doesn't define us. I spoke with Carla Tullock, a dancer who has attended numerous classes at Misha's studio on the Gold Coast. Trying a class of this nature may seem daunting, but Carla believes everybody should give it a go.
The first time for me, to be honest, was very intimidating because I had no idea what to do and what to expect. But once I was in the dance room, all the neon lights were on, all the girls were hyping each other up, and it was just a really fun environment. It is probably the most empowering thing I think I've ever done.
I asked Carla why she decided to start dancing at Heels by Misha. This is what she had to say.
I think what drew my attention at the start was seeing all these amazing dance videos online with these beautiful women wearing heels, looking powerful, and I thought to myself, I want that to be me. I want to dance like that and feel like that.
Heels dancing is clearly very fun and empowering for young women. But girls aren't the only ones showing interest. Young men are also giving it a go, whether this be just for fun or in the hopes of becoming a professional. I spoke with Cheyenne Andrews, a Heels performer in the show Slay, held at the Pink Flamingo in Broadbeach. This is what he had to say when asked about his experience dancing in heels.
When I was picked to dance in the Slay show at Pink Flamingo, they told me that I needed to do a few dances in heels, including a solo, and I found it pretty daunting because I had never, ever tried dancing in high heels before. As the show's season is now over, I did manage to dance in them, but now I've looked into some classes to dance in high heels, one of them being with Misha, so I've started doing a few of those classes and they've helped massively.
So there we have it, another great establishment supporting the art that is heels dancing. Located in the heart of Broadbeach, the Pink Flamingo Gold Coast is a luxurious five-star entertainment destination that is a must to visit. Although Slay is now over, there are plenty of other shows at the Pink Flamingo. Visit their website at pinkflamingogoldcoast.com to find out the latest. Get out there and support these local performers, whether it be at Heels by Misha, the Pink Flamingo, or anywhere else in between.
That was me speaking to dancers Carla Tullock and Cheyenne Andrews. Breaking through all the noise of today, we hear from a local creative director who produced a music video in lockdown, proving anything is possible with the help of technology. Inspiration struck because of the emotional response from a DJ's uplifting livestream performance during lockdown last year, which clocked over 10 million streams. The music video has now made its way across the globe as an official selection in the critically acclaimed Dances with Films Festival, recently premiered at the famed Chinese Theatre on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Here is Georgia Bakalich reporting.
Modern day technology continues to help us connect to one another from different corners of the world. Local director Sean David Barker has made his name onto Hollywood's silver screens right from the comfort of his own home, thanks to the accessibility of technology. He directed a music video for Australian DJ and producer Timmy Trumpet and his hit track Diamonds at the start of the pandemic. Sean David Barker is the creative director for Rhino Punk Media. He shares his experience directing the first official music video to be filmed and directed in isolation.
And we decided we wanted to make a music video while everyone was in isolation. So we reached out to everybody, like there was about 500 people involved, and we got people, videographers and filmmakers from all over the world to help us out. And fans got involved and everyone, and we all made a music video, which is really crazy. So I actually had to direct the music video on Zoom and on FaceTime and emails and messages and all sorts of stuff, which is really fun.
The Diamonds music video is nominated for multiple awards in over 20 film festivals. Its success is expected to continue in the latest nomination for Best Music Video at the All-Inclusive Film Industry Network International Film Festival, also known as AFIN. Director of the AFIN International Film Festival, Peter Kavari, said their festival events are coming up in November, which has involved a lot of planning in the deliberation process to determine award winners and award nominees.
Diamonds is one of our award nominees. Clearly, for it to be able to get to that status, it has to have a very high level of execution and strong judging returned.
Peter Kavari explained what aspects of a music video make it recognised in his film festival.
But we look at, you know, direction, writing, cinematography, performances, production value, the pacing of the video is important, structure, and obviously sound and music, editing, and, you know, applicable visual effects. Every single one of those elements matters and how they're applied to each other. Of course, the underlying message of the video is important, and, you know, the more enjoyable the execution of the music is certainly does come into play.
Local film festivals provide the opportunity for aspiring directors and creative minds to display their talents. Diamonds is Sean's third music video he has directed, and with its initial success, he hopes it can continue to go on and win more awards for its unique concept.
We ended up with something that doesn't look like anything else and doesn't feel like anything else, and it sort of stood out, and I think that's why a lot of the film festivals like it, is because it doesn't look like a lot of the films that it's competing with.
Sean has been working in music for over a decade, but behind the scenes he's been writing screenplays for the last 5 years on his path to break away and completely enter the film industry. But what's the secret for a student aspiring to become a successful director or creative writer?
My biggest piece of advice would be sit down and then write the movie that you want to see, and write the TV show that you want to see, write the one that's not out there, and think that if you've seen everything and you actually sat down and go, what do I actually want to watch, what I wish was out there.
Check out the Diamonds music video on YouTube and why it has caught the eye of numerous film festivals. It could also be your next source of inspiration. This is Georgia Bakalich with the latest insight into creative minds. Speaking of upcoming events, these are our top picks of the not-to-be-missed events happening around the Gold Coast and Brisbane region now and in the coming weeks. Sun Super River Fire is happening next weekend on Saturday, 25th of September. Get your friends together and go see the electrifying fireworks display in Brisbane, with sparks taking off from multiple bridges, barges and city rooftops. It's an annual event not to be missed. And on the Gold Coast, the Swell Sculpture Festival is happening at Currumbin Beach. It's Queensland's largest outdoor sculpture festival, exhibiting spectacular artworks by local, national and international artists. This weekend is your last chance to see the awe-inspiring sculptures, so head on down. Don't feel like leaving the house? Well, check out Isolate Homegrown Festival, whereby emerging local artists perform 30-minute live sets alongside established artists. Head over to their TikTok or website to watch the latest live stream performance and support these musicians who would otherwise have had shows, launches and tours planned in these unpredictable times.
And in your weather news, mostly sunny conditions with light winds across Brisbane tomorrow and Gold Coast, a high of 23 degrees. Looking at your weekend forecast, I say get out there because I'm seeing some lovely spring weather. Brisbane at a high of 25 on Saturday and 30 on Sunday, and for the Gold Coast, 25 on Saturday and 29 on Sunday.
That's all we have for you on the Source News today. Thanks for tuning in to hear the latest news and current affairs.
We hope these local entrepreneurs, innovators, and creative individuals have inspired you to be the next feature on our show.
You've been listening to Nicolina and Georgia. Stay positive and stimulated and keep those creative juices flowing. We'll talk to you later.